continuing in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Dalet, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says there is no smicha in Chutzlaretz. Also, those from Beis Eli don't get smicha, because they will die before they reach an old age. Rabbi Zeira wanted to avoid smicha, since he wasn't interested in getting all the kavod. But when he got smicha, they gave him the bracha of a kala, which was like kechal v'loy serach v'loy pirchus v'yalas chen. Even without the beautiful hair and makeup, they still are full of beauty and chen. Finally, for Egla Arufa, you need 3 or 5 dayanim. And even if it's obvious which is the closest city to the mace, you still go through the formal process of medida, of measuring. Some say you need a melech to do this, or even a full bezdin of 71. Daf Tesvav. If a person says he wants to give his value to Hekdesh, we evaluate his value as if he's going to be sold as an Eved. The rule is that a person can only swear on metaltalin, not on karka. If someone is maidib miktsas on vines, which are about to be cut, as a shomer, Rameyer says a shvua must be made, because these vines are like metaltalin. The Chachamim say he doesn't swear, since kol ha-mechuber lekarka harehu kekarka. For dinei nefashos, we need 23 dayanim. If a behema is reiva a person, we also need 23 people, 23 dayanim, to kill the behema. Reish Lakish holds that a person has a right to raise lions and wolves because they can be tamed. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have this right. Therefore, you're always allowed to kill them if you want to. There is a chilek between a city, a rabbim, which is a rabbim, and a yachid in regards to avodah zarah. If a city is avod avodah zarah, they die via the sword. If a yachid is avod avodah zarah, he dies through skila. How many, the Gemara asks, how many are needed in a city for it to be called an ir hanidachas? Rabbi Yeshia says, a minimum of 10 people and a maximum of 100, because once it's over 100, it's considered not a city, but a tzibur. Rabbi Yochanan says, from 100 until Rav of a Shevet. Daft HaZayin. To sentence a false Navi, you need a Bezdin of 71. This is learned from Zokain Mamre, a Zokain who refuses to be Makabal, the Psak of the Sanhedrin, where we also need 71. The Gemara says, in order to enter a Milchemes Rishus, we also need a Bezdin of 71. Before going to war, the Torah says we need to ask the Urim V'tumim, we need to ask the Melech, as well as a Bezdin of 71, i.e. the Sanhedrin. Rav Acha said, there was a harp suspended above the bed of David HaMelech. At midnight, the north wind blew and made it play music. David would wake up and go to learn Torah. This is learned from Tehillim Nun Zayin, where it says, Ura Kevodi, Ura Hanevel Bechinar, wake up my neshama, wake up by the harp. The Urim V'tumim were called Kresiu Plesi, since the words were exact and the deeds were wondrous. We learn the concept of setting of Dayanim from Sheftim V'Sheitrim Titein, and from Lishvatecha, we learn that we must set them up for each Shevet. In fact, someone from one Shevet cannot go to the Bezdin of a different Shevet. The Zakenim were required to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, Miyuchasim, without defects. From the Pasuk of Vayisharu Shnei Anashim, we learn that Eldad and Medad stayed back in the camp. If a Talmud paskins a halacha in front of his Rebbe, he's chayav Misa. Rav Kahana said, we have a Kabbalah that if a Sanhedrin paskins guilty, they should sleep on the Psak, in other words, wait overnight, before giving the final Psak. To be a member of the Sanhedrin, a person should be tall, wise, handsome, of senior age, and he knows the 70 languages, since otherwise there will be a need for a maturgaman, for a translator, and it would be aid instead of hearing it directly. To have a Sanhedrin, you need 120 people in a city. How do you get the 120? 23 for the Sanhedrin, plus an additional pool of 69 substitutes. In addition, you have 10 batlanim of the Beis HaKnesset. These are people who are free from work, who are available for the minyanim. 2 secretaries, 2 shamashim, 2 litigants, 2 edim, 2 potential edei zaymimin, and 2 potential edei zaymimei zaymimin. This totals 114. How are you mashlim to the next 100 to get to 120, an additional 6? Because we know a city must have the following to be livable. Number 1, a bezdin. Number 2, a kupa sheltstaka, which require 2 collectors plus 3 people to distribute the kupa sheltstaka. This is now the 114 of the bezdin we mentioned before, plus the additional 5 for the Kupa Shel Tzedakah. This is now 119. In addition, a city needs a Beis HaKnesses, a bathhouse, a Beis HaKise, a doctor, a bloodletter, a sefer, and a teacher. Daf Yud Ches. The Sarei Alafim were in charge of 1,000 people, and there were 600 of them. 600 times 1,000 is equal to the 600,000 Jews that were in the Midbar. Sarei Meis were in charge of 100 people. Therefore, there were 6,000 of them. Again, 100 people times 6,000 Sarei Meis is again equal to 600,000. Sarei Chamishim were in charge of 50 people, and there were 12,000 of them. Again, 12,000 times 50 is equal to 600,000. Sarei Asareis were in charge of 10 people. Therefore, there were 60,000 of them. Therefore, there were a total of 78,600 Dayanim, which was 4 of a 600,000 Yidden in the Midbar. This marks the end of this Perek. Now let's begin Perek Beis, Kayin Gadol, from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. And the Mishnah says, a Kayin Gadol can judge and he can be judged. He can testify and he can be testified for. He can have chalitza and yibum for himself, and he can give chalitza. But he cannot give yibum, since he's usur to marry the wife of his brother, since she's an almana, and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a grusha or an almana. If someone dies in the family of the Kohen Gadol, he cannot be tame, and in fact can't even follow the mita of the mace. This is learned from Umin HaMigdash Loyetze. He can't compromise on his kedusha. But he can follow from a distance until the Pesach Shar Ha'ir. Rabbi Yehuda says, he cannot follow at all. When the Kohen Gadol, who is an Avel, gets his first meal, the Am sits on the floor, and he sits on a bench in order to show kavod for him. A Melech cannot be a Dayan, and we don't judge him. He cannot be an aid, and we don't testify for him. He doesn't do Chalitza, and his wife cannot receive Chalitza. There's also no Yibum either. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the king wants to give Yibum and Chalitza, he can. The Chachamim say he cannot. Gemara. Reish Lakish says, "Kshayt atzmacha v'achar kach kshayt acherim." A person should first fix his own midos before he gives musar to someone else. If someone kills a kohen gadol by accident, or if a kohen gadol kills someone else by accident, then they stay in galus in the Ari Miklat forever. The Gemara says, if a kohen sees an aveda in a cemetery, he's not mechuyev to return it, because he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaKvaris. As we know, a Kohen is not allowed in a Beis HaKvaris. Therefore, even though there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, he's not allowed to go in, therefore he's pater from this mitzvah. The Melech cannot take part in a Sanhedrin, because you're not allowed to disagree with him. And the Kohen Gadol cannot be involved in deciding about a leap year, since he has to be tovel in the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, typically it can be cold. He won't want Yom Kippur to be a month later, because it will be even colder if it's a month later. And finally, the shepherds, by looking at the animals, were able to see if the weather at a point in time would reflect the need for a leap year or not. Daf Yud Tes. If a woman comes from a state of nesuin, and she's now nesua, and she now falls to yibum, the kohen gadol cannot marry her, since there is a mitzvah saseh that says a kohen gadol must marry a besula, which she isn't. And there's a mitzvah leisase that a kohen gadol cannot marry an almana, which she is, because the husband died. So he can't do yibum, since we say ein ase deich leisase viase. The ase of yibum is not deich the leisase, which is not marrying an almana, and the ase of marrying a besula. But if she's an arusa and falls to yibum, we only have the leisase that she can't marry an almana. There's no avera of ase since she is a besula. So why not say ese deich leisase? Our answer is, it's a gzera midrabanan. We learn three things from here. The skan and the mamuna is the same person, i.e. he's the deputy kohen gadol. Number two, the avelim stand and the people walk by. And number three, the ovel is to the left of the people. The minig is that a woman shouldn't walk in the marketplace with a son trailing behind her because of a maisa that once happened where they kidnapped a boy, lured a woman into a house, and was ma'aniser. The Gemara says, even if you say a nasi can be meichel on his kavod, a melech cannot, since melech shemachal al kvaydei ein kvaydei machal. This is because, from the pasuk and Dvarim, Perek Yud Zayin, of soim tasim alecha melech, we learn that the fear of a melech must be upon you. From Michal, and from Rus and Naomi, we learn that if someone raises a yosam, an orphan, in his house, It's as if he gave birth to that particular child. Kuntres al Adaf brings the Chachma Shloima in Evin HaEzer, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, who deliberates as to whether one who doesn't have children of his own can fulfill his chiyuv of pru urvu, which is the mitzvah we know of getting married and having children, if he can fulfill this mitzvah by raising a yosam. Inasmuch as our Gemara states that raising a yosam is akin to fathering a child, the Chachma Shloima reasons that by raising an orphan, one fulfills his mitzvah of pru urvu. The Chacham Tzvi brought in Simen Tzadik Gimel, which is also brought in the Mishnah Brura, Simen Nun Hei, the end of Sifkot and Dalet, deliberates as to whether a goylem, a clay man infused with a spirit of life through Kabbalistic powers, as is brought in the Gemara on Daf Samech Hei Amid Beis, Rava Bara Gavra. The question is whether a goylem is qualified to serve as a tenth man to complete a minyan. He notes that our Gemara would imply, perhaps, that a goylem is halachically considered the child of its creator, and should consequently, perhaps, be qualified to complete a minyan. The Chacham Tzvi reasons that since one who raises a stranger's child is considered as if he fathered him, then one who actually created another human being should certainly be considered its father. In conclusion, however, the Chacham Tzvi decides that a goylem is not qualified to complete a minyan. It's interesting, a number of years ago I was visiting with a friend in Prague, and Prague is where you can go to the shul or the maral, and upstairs in the attic is the place where supposedly the goylem, or the spiritual part of the goylem, is living, and they don't let anybody go up there because of the fear of the goylem. So we see even as much as 400 or 500 years ago, when the maral was living, this inyan of goylem existed. And in fact, it's a, you ask anyone in Prague, even amongst the Gaisha population, people are aware of the greatness of the maral, and they're aware of this subject of the goylem, which was created by the maral. Finally, the Gemara says, anyone who teaches the son of someone else Torah, it's as if you gave birth to that child. Daf Chav. The great act of Yosef, where he refrained from having relations with Eshes Potiphar, wasn't as great as the act of Boaz, who refused to have relations with Rus, where Vitaiva was even greater. Rabbi Yochanan said, the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph, Rabbis Bonus Osuchayil V'yatolisa Al Kulana, many daughters have done great acts, but you have risen above them all. This refers to Yosef and Boaz, who controlled their taiva. The next Mishnah. If a melech becomes an ovel, he does not leave his palace. However, if he wants, he can go out to follow the mita, since we find by David HaMelech that he went after the mita of Avner, when Avner was killed. Others say he didn't stam follow the mace, but did it only due to kavod mace, so the Am wouldn't think he was involved in the murder. The Mishnah also says, when the king eats his first meal, the nation sits on the ground to mourn, but he sits on a dargish. Gemara. Why was Avner punished? Gemara answers, he should have protested against Shaul's plan to kill Noiv Ir HaKehanim. Others say he did protest. When the Mishnah says dargish, what are they referring to? Gemara answers, the bed of Mazel set up in the house in order to create good luck. And finally, when are wooden kelim considered finished enough so they can be Mekabel Tuma? We know that a keli can only be Mekabel Tuma once it is a completed keli. Our answer is from the time you sand them down. The Mishnah. The king can enter a milchemes rishus as long as he has permission from the Sanhedrin of 71. A melech can also plow a road through whatever he wants. The derech hamelech has no limit to its width. When a nation receives spoils, the king gets half, and he gets to choose which half he wants. And whatever is left over of the second half belongs to the people. Gemara. There were three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were commanded when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Number one, to anoint a melech. Number two, to wipe out Amalek. And number three, to build a Beis HaMikdash. If king's treasures are captured, then it all goes to the king of that particular country. But if plain spoils are conquered, half goes to the melech and half goes to the people. Daf Chaf Aleph. We learn this inyan of half and half from the Lechem HaPanim, that half goes to the Kohen Gadol, and the leftover half goes to the other Kohanim. The next Mishnah. The king can only have a maximum of 18 wives, Rabbi Yehuda says. He can have even more, as long as they don't influence him badly. Rabbi Shimon says, if they're a bad influence, then the melech cannot even have one wife. Gemara. An almana, whether she's poor or rich, you're not allowed to take a beged as a mashkin from her. Rabbi Shimon says, only if she's poor, you can't take it from her. But if she's rich, you can. Since if she's poor and needs it, you'll have to return it every night, and she'll get a bad reputation from people going in and out of her house every night. Gemara says, Michal was referred to as Egla, because she was beloved to David. A wife, the Gemara says, has a ksuba and kedushin, but a pilegesh, a concubine, gets neither. David HaMelech had 400 children, all of whom were born through women captured in the Milchamais, and since their mothers were Goyim, they grew up in a Goyisha manner, with a Goyisha haircut. Many were the gangsters of Beis David. Tamar went public with what had happened to her, that they were Ma'aneser. At that point, the Rabbanan made a gezerah of Yichud with either a married or a single woman. In other words, that a person is not allowed to have Yichud with any type of a woman, except, of course, his wife. Aye, but we already know that Yichud is Asur Midaraisa. Gemara answers, this was for Yichud with a married woman. This new gezerah that we're talking about here was Legabi having Yichud with a Pnuya, an unmarried woman. The Mishnah. The king shouldn't have too many horses, only enough for the chariots, and he should only have enough money to pay his army. Finally, the melech should write himself a Sefer Torah and take it out to war. Gemara. Why are the reasons for the mitzvahs in the Torah not revealed? Gemara answers, since when they were revealed, people were nichshol in them. The melech shouldn't rely on the Sefer Torah of his father, but rather he should still write one of his own, even if he inherits one from his father. And finally, at the beginning, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in Ksav Ivris. It's written in the regular Hebrew as we know Hebrew. But in the days of Ezra, it began being written in Ksav Ashuris. This is what we have now, the special wording and the special letters which we now have in our Sifrei Torah. Taf Chof Beis. The Melech really needs two for Sifrei Torah, one small one to take with him to war, and one to keep in the palace with his valuables. When a person is misbal, he should imagine that Hashem is standing opposite himself, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim Tazayim, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. The Mishnah. A person shouldn't ride on a king's horse, sit on the king's throne, or use the king's scepter out of covet and fear for the Melech, and one shouldn't look at the Melech while he is undressed. Gemara. Reb Shaman Bar Abba said, Gerushin is very difficult, as we see from David HaMelech. As it is said, if someone divorces his first wife, even the Mizbeach weeps. Rabbi Yochanan said, a person's wife dies if a person owes someone else money and he doesn't repay it. If someone's first wife dies, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in his days, and the whole world becomes dark for him. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha Lezavgam Kekriyas Yamsuf. Creating a shidduch between a man and a woman is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Aye, what's so difficult? We know that 40 days before a person is born, his shidduch is already decided. Arbayim yoyim kaidim yitziras havlad, bas kol yotzeis v'yameras bas pleni lepleni. So why is it considered like Kriyas Yamsuf? It's predetermined. Gemara answers, this particular inyan that it's created, Arbayim Yoyim, that a shidduch is chosen 40 days before a person is born, that's only by the first shidduch. But a person's second marriage is decided based on one's deeds, and that's a difficult shidduch to create. The Maral asks, why the mashal of Kushan Zvugin Kriyas Yamsuf? What does Kriyas Yamsuf have anything to do with shidduchim? The Maral answers that the mashal is true, because just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, the waters separated, which is really against the laws of nature, because really water always comes together. When water flows, it all comes together. It doesn't separate. The fact that it separated was completely against the laws of nature. So too with a shidduch, that you take two people who come from two separate backgrounds. Sometimes someone comes from one side of the Atlantic, one person comes from the other side of the Atlantic, and then you put the two of them together to live together, to be in the same house together all the time. This is also against the laws of nature, because it's two people with two totally different backgrounds. How do they come together and live together permanently? The answer is this is the similarity between Shidduchim and Kriyas Yamsa. It's just like in the case of Kriyas Yamsa. The laws of nature were violated because the waters separated instead of coming together. So too by a Shidduch, despite the fact that two people come from two separate backgrounds, still in all, they come together. That's also against the laws of nature. And because that's Matzliach, it's similar to what happened by Kriyas Yamsa. Rabbi Yehuda told his son that a person only gets true satisfaction from the wife of his youth, i.e. his first wife. A king receives a haircut every day, a kohen gadol every week, and a kohen hedyot once every month. If a person becomes a nazir and doesn't specify for how long he wants to be a nazir, we say that it's for 30 days. Stam naziris is shleishim yaim. Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine before the avoda, so they don't mess it up and profane the avoda, because if they're drunk, they won't be able to do it properly. And finally, the kohen gadol had a special haircut that was considered very beautiful to all of those who saw it. This marks the end of this parak, and Mitzvah Shem on the next tape will begin Parak Gimel here in Masechta Sanhedrin. But at this point, we will conclude our shir.